I'm an intellectual. I'm an intellectual. I'm an intellectual. Hey, it's your boy Kim. I got a question for y'all. Have you copped your FYI merch yet? No? What are you waiting for? Head over to www.flyyoungintellectual.com and check out the cool merch that we have available for y'all. We don't only inform, inspire, and interact through conversation, we also do it through design. Get yours now. Peace. Yo, what's going on, people? It's your boy Kim. Welcome to another episode of the Fly Young Intellectual Podcast. Hope y'all been good, staying safe in this pandemic. These numbers are going crazy again during this like flu season and things getting colder. So make sure you taking your vitamins, keeping that immune system up, building that. That's more important than anything else you could do. Wear a mask, all of that. I mean, that's definitely necessary as well. But make sure you're working on your immune system and make sure that it's just in case of emergency, it can go to work for you and bat for you. You know what I'm saying? Keep you safe. Appreciate all the great words of encouragement and feedback I've been getting on the series so far. I know it's been a while since we've had an episode. There's a lot going on. You know, we got the merch now. Make sure you get your merch. www.flyyoungintellectual.com. Head over there and see if there's something you like, man. Support the cause. Everything that I put on there and the monies from there go to pushing the brand forward and getting it even bigger and better and making it more accessible to the public. And that's what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? Just want to be able to get the brand to every corner of the earth wherever it's needed to push this message of mindset and to inspire, right? Because we're here to inform, inspire, and interact with people through conversation, through design. And, you know, thank you all for the support so far. It's very humbling. And, you know, we're going to keep it going. We're going to keep it going and we're going to keep leveling up. So once again, this season is about the art of branding. On the last episode we had Danielle Hawkins. She, you know, is a celebrity stylist. She also, you know, does editorials in fashion and all of that. Has her own company, production company. And we were talking to her about just being a black woman, young black woman in the industry, being a mom, you know, how she solidified her brand, principles that her brand are built on that were like, you know, non-negotiables, making sure that, you know, whenever you saw Tunnel Productions in doing anything or do you see it on a docket, you know that, okay, this is going to be good work. This is going to be excellent work. So thank you to Danielle. Shout out to Danielle. She also just had her baby. She was pregnant when she had the interview. I think she was like 7 months pregnant, 8 months pregnant. So, you know, for her even taking the time out to do it is very humbling. And we appreciate her coming on and, you know, grateful that she had a healthy delivery. And she had another baby boy. So God bless to her and her family. And yeah, man, we're going to keep it moving. On this episode today, we're going to talk a little bit about getting people to believe in your brand. And I know you're like, I mean, is that even possible? Can you get people to believe? I mean, I'm maybe not as an absolute. I'm not here to like give you absolutes about you do this, you do that. People are going to believe. But I'm going to give you some things that I do believe, give you a great opportunity to help people to buy into what it is that you're bringing to the table. Of course, we've been talking about branding, the history of it. You know, everything is a brand, as we've said. You know what I'm saying? Your brand is who you are. It's the identity. And a brand is not just a clothing line or stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? You can have, I don't care, you know, a candle business. You know, that's a brand. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can have, I don't know, you can be a professional musician. You know, the way you carry yourself, the way, you know, what you do, you're an entity. You are a brand. So, getting people to believe. Now, one of the hardest parts of building your brand, you will recognize, you know, you've done all the necessary, you're investing, you're troubleshooting, you're hitting your head on these walls that come up as it applies to building a small business, building a brand. You are pushing through, you're being consistent. You've got it out there. You've solidified your logo, you've solidified, you know, your fonts, you have a website, you have product, you do all these things. Great. You launch your brand. Incredible. And then you recognize, I mean, yes, some you're getting a couple sales here and there. You're doing what, you know, you're getting some feedback, but it feels like you could do better. You are not alone. Let me put that out there off the jump. You're not alone. Beginners in anything, just being a beginner, just being a novice, starting something out for the first time, you're going to recognize that there's a game within the game, and you have to learn to play the game within the game. And that's just what it is. You're not going to learn off the rip unless you, you know what, forget it. There's no unless. You're not going to learn off the rip initially quickly. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to go through the process. You have to go through the fire to figure it out, to see what works, what doesn't work. Who's your demographic? And we talked about this on episode one of this season where, you know, you have to find your core audience and really push towards them. Let them become your community. And then with their help of spreading the word, then it can get out to others. Now, for you to get people to believe, I think it starts here. You first must believe. Nobody should believe in your brand more than you. Nobody should be more invested in your brand more than you. For example, for me, if you know me, everything for me is fried on intellectual. I eat, sleep, shit, you know, breathe, FYI. That's my baby. That's my brand, my company. And I'm putting my 10,000 hours of proficiency in it. You know, I'm wearing my shit. You know, anywhere you could catch me any day, for the most part, you're going to see me wearing my stuff. You're not going to outwear my stuff before me. You're not going to, you know, out-listen my podcast. You know, you're not going to believe in the principles of branding and brand development and strategy more than me. Because at this point, for me, that's what it is. You're not going to, you know, be more of a, you know, interested in more music education than I, because these are services that I bring underneath my umbrella of FYI. So for me, I find different ways every day to put and raise the value of FYI, because at the end of the day, that's part of the game. The game is presenting value. When someone looks at your brand as your entity, they want to know, you know, you want them to know, hey, she is putting maximum effort, maximum resource, maximum dollar into it. Now, dollars doesn't necessarily mean results as well. And that's a misconception a lot of people have. A lot of people have a lot of money. And you can be corny with a lot of money. You could be corny without money. But you could be definitely corny with money. A lot of people think that money just makes you. You having a bunch of capital means that you are going to absolutely have a better shot at starting a brand. In terms of the nitty-gritty absolutes of capital and business, sure, you'll have a head start because you can put in more than the average person. But I'm talking about the belief system. I'm talking about the intangibles. Having a lot of money does not necessarily mean that you are going to have a great brand. And that's just the real, right? As after you yourself have believed in your brand and what it is that you're presenting, the message, the morals, the principles that it's built on, I believe that transparency is one of the most crucial aspects of having a brand. There's a guy that I follow named John Henry, and he's a branding guru as well. He said something the other day that really piqued my interest. He said, he says a lot of things that piqued my interest, first of all, but a couple things that really piqued my interest this week. One, brand is not just a logo. It's not just your website. It's how you make people feel, right? And we said that just a while ago. It's that feeling that people get once they're interacting with your brand, once they are buying from your brand, once they are speaking on your brand. It's that feeling that they get. It's something that they're understanding. It's something that they're buying into, right? The other thing that he said was that people aren't after perfection. They love the process. And it really made me go, especially with social media, and just being on there, I recognize that outside of like the major influencers, the people with like a million followers, 500,000 followers, stuff like that, where like, you know, hey, you put up something, more than likely 10,000 people are going to click, like it, right? Just off of the strength of who you are. Outside of that, the average Joe, and even still going back to the celebrities, people really gravitate a lot more to the BTS stuff, to the behind the scenes, to the process. Tell me how you did it. Show me how you did it. Take me along on the journey. Take me along on the ride of you building this brand. And they themselves feel a part of the brand. They themselves feel like they have invested in the brand. They feel that they know you. You know what I'm saying? No matter if they're 1,000 miles away or they're your neighbor, they feel like they are a part. And one of the best parts of that is that you have to be transparent. You want to not only show the wins and let people know, you know, what works for you, but people want to know, hey man, what doesn't work? Where did you hit your head? Where did you go wrong? And people seem to buy into more so stories of not only perfection and not only success, but the struggle, right? That the rose coming out of the concrete, you know, that kind of story. People love to be a part of that because I guess it makes the average person feel like it's tangible, it's attainable. Because none of us are perfect, right? And especially with social media, this aura of perfection and this whole notion that everyone has this picture-perfect Kardashian life. Not to give them any more clout, but they don't need me for clout. They do clout for real. So, but this picture-perfect Kardashian lifestyle where, like, you have the car, you have the house, you have the bottles, perfect kids, perfect husband. You know, outside, people don't really gravitate to it. Yes, they would like it. But they would like to see, hey, what did it take for you to attain that? What were some of the struggles that you went through? So being transparent and having that portal to your work, to the BTS of your brand building, I think can be very, very helpful in getting people to not only believe, but to buy in figuratively and literally into what it is that you're presenting. Marketing to me is it's essential. It's crucial. A lot of people put a lot of time, energy, and resource into the product, into the building of the brand, into making sure the visuals are perfect, your logo is perfect, and they do all of this, and then they spend zero to nothing on marketing. And that is a huge, huge flaw and fault that I believe that we have to figure out a way to make sure that we are putting in the resource into the marketing side of things. Because guess what? Who is going to see it, right? Marketing is the way that you present your story. To me, marketing is storytelling in creative ways. And of course, marketing does take some dollars. But look at the scale of what you have. Look at your be honest with yourself. See how much money you're working with and subdivide it and make sure that you are putting something towards marketing that's substantial enough to get your reach out there. One of my mentors, Sherrod Simpson, he's the owner of God is Dope, arguably one of the biggest brands around, period. I mean, you can't really go anywhere in the world right now and not see a God is Dope t-shirt, a God is Dope hoodie, or anything God is Dope. He said something that resounded with me, and it was basically the amount of money that you put into creating your brand, into what you did to create your product, into, you know, building a website, all of these things, you should pretty much break even spending almost the same amount of money on marketing. And if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. Let's say you put in, let's just start with like something minuscule, $500 into, you know, your first clothing line or whatever it is. It went from your wholesaler, right, getting your garments, to whatever you're doing, embroidery, your printing, and even before that, you know, your design, right? You know, you might have had to go to a graphic designer. All of these things, you're putting in money, you're adding these things up, and this is all just to get to launch day. You have launch day. Yo, come buy this. This is what we've been working on. Da, 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 da. You took people on the journey all the way to this point. It's launch day. Who is seeing your product? Who is seeing the service you're providing? Who is seeing it? Where are you going to get the traffic from? Okay, you might have 5,000 followers on Instagram. You might have, I don't know, 2,000 followers on Facebook. You might have, you know, all, you know, we're just doing cumulative. We're putting all these numbers together, cumulative. Cool. Let's just go between that. 5,000, 2,000, that's 7,000. Great. Out of that 7,000, you know for a fact that not all 7,000 are going to interact with your post. Not all 7,000 are going to see your post. Not all 7,000 are going to even click on the post. They're not going to even see your website, right? So you did all of this, and you're not even going to get all 7,000 people to see it. So what's next? You got to market. You got to figure out creative ways to present it in different lights, different avenues, different platforms. Sometimes you might have to go and hire somebody to put it on their platform, right? The art of using influencers, which is a tricky one. It's very tricky. And let me put a parenthetical pause right here to talk about influencers, because a lot of people get caught with this influencer bow jive, as Shannon Sharp usually says. Now, don't get me wrong. Do influencers work? Yes. You can have people who are influential, and when they open their mouth, usually people just follow it. They just swallow what they say. They hey, this is what she or he is wearing. I'm going to go get that. Because you recognize in this day and age, hype sells. The flip side to that is that everybody postures themselves as an influencer, which means now you have to sift through a lot of bullshit to get to effective influencers, which means you might waste a lot of money putting your products into these people's hands who, when they get the product, they might A, disappear, B, they might make one post and that's it, right? Or C, yeah, you don't, you know, you might not hear from them again, or you might, you know what I'm saying? Like, you might, you already know that there are losses coming in this influencer game. Now, the pro to it is, yes, there are great influencers out here. And some of them, I recommend start in your local community. And when I say your local community, for example, I'm from the Virgin Islands. There are mega influencers just among our community of Virgin Islanders. I would start there first before I go and try to put it into the hands of someone who is almost unattainable, almost inaccessible, right? You know, I'm just, you know, bear with me. Just put it, you know, take it with a grain of salt what I'm saying. Kanye. If I was to go and get Kanye, try and get Kanye some FYI merch right now, the odds of it getting to him, with the amount of stuff that Kanye probably gets on a daily basis, it's not going to be high. But I can find someone in my local community who has, you know, there are different levels of influencer. You have micro, you have macro. Even micro, if you have a micro influencer, which is usually someone, I believe, don't quote me, but quote me, and do your own research. I believe it's like someone with like 3,500 or less followers, I believe. And once again, do your research. You can have someone with that, you know, that seems like a reasonable amount of people, right? And even if that seems like a small number compared to like a Kardashian who has a million followers, that person might have such a lock on their community and their social media presence is so large that out of their 3,500, they can reach out to 1,200 people of theirs with their posts showing your product. So my advice with that is, because I know I've heard it a lot of time. People come to me all the time like, man, I don't know about this influencer thing. You know, or I just sent this to such and such and such and I lost money, honestly, because I didn't get the presence that I thought I would have gotten. I didn't get the visibility that I thought I would have gotten. You know, they posted one time. They don't give a shit. Look into your local communities for your influencers first. People who are accessible, people who are not too grandiose to the point of where they would not actually care about the product that you have in their hand. Okay? And work from there. You know what I'm saying? And then as you get that, then you can go and try and level up a little bit and see if there's someone else who you've developed a relationship with. And that's another thing. Develop and foster relationships. That helps with people believing and buying into what it is that you are essentially selling. People like to feel, as we said earlier, building that, you know, that transparency. People like to feel a part, you know, being able to have an open line of communication with people, and not just showing up when you need them for something or you're selling something, is a great way to have longevity and help people to believe in you. Another thing for me that I think helps people to buy into you and believe is be creative. There's a lot of copycatting that happens now because of social media, because everybody's looking at everybody else's paper, right? You know, it's like the test in class. Like, you know, you're looking over at your neighbor on the left. Oh, what you got over there? Okay. And you're looking over at your neighbor on the right. Okay. All right. That's what you got. And then now you're coming over to your paper and like, let me take a little bit of what my neighbor on my left has, a little bit of what my neighbor on the right has, and copy it. You know what I'm saying? Nah, that will never fly. And one thing I recognize with people do not like, they don't like liars, they don't like copycatters. You know what I'm saying? Especially when someone has put so much time and effort into their product, into their brand, into building it, and then you see someone pops up, you know, not too soon thereafter, with damn near the same idea, damn near the same rollout, damn near the same, you know, ideologies. And some people like to make the excuse like, oh, it's a coincidence. I don't really believe in coincidence too much. Don't get me wrong. There are coincidences. But some things you can really trace the line of it. You can find the root and you can kind of trace. And social media is good for that too, because once again, you're seeing everybody at the same time. So you can kind of trace timelines. You could kind of follow, you know, people's start. And once again, if people are doing the things necessary, being transparent, giving you, you know, a little light into their world and stuff like that, then you can, you, it's a timeline. It's something chronological that you can follow. And there's a lot of copycatting going on. Guys, girls, don't be a copycat. Don't just try and get into this, like, don't do it for a money grab. Use the gifts God gave you. Use the vision God gave you. And even if you don't believe in God, you know, use the gifts that you have. Use your eyesight, your unique perspective on things. It matters. Your unique outlook and the way that you, your signature, these things matter. And if you take time to develop it, it will come out. Put in those 10,000 hours of proficiency. Put it in. Figure it out. Bump your head. Don't try to just copy off your neighbor to try and do a quick money grab because you feel like this is the hot thing. Brands are the hot thing. Let me just go do a t-shirt real quick. You know, because like votes, because, you know, it looks like our votes matter this time. All votes matter. Just to go get a quick money grab. And then, you know, literally you won't even be talked about after this is over. After the election is over, that's it. You know what I'm saying? This is election season. You know, it's a season. It's a time. You know, you want to go for longevity. You want to go for delayed gratification. And I use this word a lot everywhere. But it's really what I believe. It's really who I pride myself and the quality that I pride myself on building is delayed gratification. So once again, don't get caught up in this social media era of money grabbing and quick cash come ups. And hey man, I'm not your dad. So look, if that's what you want to do, do your thing. But to the people who are listening for actual information and actual value, this is my opinion on the situation. Do it in your voice, do it in your style. And that will be your creativity. That will open your portal to communicating with those who are following and who are investing into what it is that you're doing. And these are just some things that I have, man. I would love to hear from y'all. I see some of the additional things that you believe can help people buy into and believe in what it is that you're doing. And outside of all of that, man, for real, just be genuine. Being genuine and being like who you are will be the best thing for you, period. So once again, man, thank y'all for tuning in. We're going to have a couple more guests on the show with their unique perspectives on brand building. I don't want to let the cat out the bag yet. So y'all just tell a friend to tell a friend. FYI, Flying Intellectual Podcast is back. And we're going to keep this thing rolling and give you all as much information as we can and provide as much value as we can. I hope y'all are still enjoying this podcast. You know, tell a friend to tell a friend. That's all I could ask of you. Share it when you see it. You know, these are the things that help me. If you believe in what I'm doing, if this is providing value to you, please, all I could ask for is that you share it and don't be selfish because the next person might need to hear this as well. Hope y'all have a great rest of your day. Don't forget www.flyyoungintellectual.com. We got merch, and more merch coming at you. I'm wearing a sample right now of some joggers. So if you're listening to this right now, you know. Joggers are coming. A new colorway of the hoodie is coming. So you get an inside scoop. You can also head over to flyingintellectual.com if you don't want anything to buy right now. Sign up for our mailing list. It is called the FYI Members Program, Membership Program. Head over there. You will get early access to podcast episodes. You will get discounts. You know, we're building a tangible community. So you never know what it is that you can get over there. Giveaways. So, you know, hop on there. Just it takes nothing. It literally takes a couple seconds. Put in your email and prove that you're not a robot. And literally, that's all it will take for you to be a part of the FYI community and receive direct updates straight to your email, straight to your phone, straight to your computer. And that's all I got for y'all, man. I ain't got nothing else. Y'all take care, man. Peace. Yo, man. Thanks for tuning into my podcast. Please don't forget to review, rate, and share. That would help me out a lot. And it helps get the platform bigger and better. If you want to follow me on Instagram, it's @FlyYoungIntellectual. @FlyYoungIntellectual. Hit me on Twitter @MisterMister_FYI. Connect with me, man. 2020, we're doing bigger and better things. If you really like the platform, tell somebody about it, man. Until next time, peace.